to survive in the castle. Here we go.
Easy, bro.
Last time, knew we were going to see something. Wish I could have got him walking in. But I saw him walk in, so that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were following us, I'm pretty sure. Hmm? Think that was them?
Hmm.
I don't think that was them. They were little pussies. They weren't following us. No, probably not. I don't think that was them. Now, Prius. I don't understand how they found us. Like, why at that time?
I honestly think that that's just a main road. So people take that all the time. They drove by and saw...
At the exact time that we were sitting there. They left at the exact time that we were sitting there. They probably saw us... Dude, because we stopped right at their car. We were looking at the car. They probably saw us like, oh, these fuckers... What are these guys doing? Why are they here?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were probably close nearby their car.
Mm-hmm.
So those were cultists. Had to have been. The Prius people had to have been evil. There's no other possibility.
Shit hurts my head, dude.
So, at that makes perfect sense, because in the one car, there was, what, six people?
Mm-hmm.
In the Prius, there could have been six people. Add two, three more cars, you got 30 people. And they could just park up the street, and you'd never know. And they'd all walk in like they own the place. You got 40 people in there. Chase us out howling. Laughing. Doesn't explain the dog.
Why the fuck can't we see him?
They own the place.
No, not good enough. We saw them clear as day.
Mm-hmm.
I would have saw them tall motherfuckers.
Well, the light was on him.
Hmm?
On the street, the light was on him.
Fair.
I think we just weren't supposed to see anything the first time.
For whatever reason.
I think there was probably people, honestly. I think it was probably them, dude. It's probably those fuckers. They probably recognized the truck.
Uh-huh.
They were probably thinking, like, you know what? Enough is enough. We're getting these guys out of here officially.
Done.
Because maybe with the trees or whatever, like the acoustics of the cemetery or whatever, is, you know, makes it sound like it's a lot closer than it actually is. Because that, you know, that sounded a lot closer than it was, but it was fucking far in there, dude. But it doesn't. Yeah, I guess we should have seen at least one person, especially on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Where were they hiding? They came.
This could be a theory. Those people, same people, same motherfuckers that chased us out the first time. They didn't want to hurt us. They just wanted us to leave.
They'd be like, "Ah, oh, these fuckers, get out of my cemetery. We're in the middle of a service. We're sacrificing to go or whatever."
They chased us out. That's why it stops immediately as soon as we step out. They're like, we're done. Let's go back. They go back. All of a sudden, this Prius sees us driving around. I'm. If your theory is right, I'm 99% certain that they knew we were there. Mm-hmm. Like that Prius that they knew that they saw us driving around.
We drove around three times.
Yeah, they knew. They knew. So they're like, all right, there's this truck. They're like, we know that truck. They call another buddy. They just leave. They're like, all right, the truck left us. Just leave. So they left. They drove past our truck. They're still here. They called somebody, and then that group came back because they were like they look like they're on a mission, dude. Like we're gonna go clock some heads or something.
They were probably gonna kill us.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, the Prius and the whatever were in cahoots, 100%. Because who parks right there?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if that was the only car there. I mean, the Prius might have come back. Fuck if we know.
Brother.
We scared two people away from that.
We did.
We just saved them.
We scared two groups away from that cemetery. They could have. They could have been dead.
And they were girls. Because we scared them away after the Prius had left?
Yeah, before. Before. Everything was before the Prius.
Okay. No. First car, the Prius was still there.
Because I remember I was scared to go in there because of Prius. Second time, there was no Prius. We were just sitting there chilling.
Oh, really?
And that Kia came up. And they saw us. They looked me dead in the eye. And they just, goodbye.
Hmm. We scared the hell out of them.
Maybe one of them could have been also part of
it. You never know. Could have been. They didn't look at the type, though.
The second car, especially, did not look the type.
The first car, though. No. I never saw
the first car. The fuck was the first car? I
never saw the people in it.
The first car?
Oh, the car that's parked there?
Mm-hmm. That we went up onto the houses?
No, they were probably like, ooh, scary, ooh, and then they drove away.
Saw the truck. Fuck it.
Saw you at the top of the hill, maybe.
Oh, shoot.
I think it was the Prius and the whatever the other car was.
Jaguar.
We should have looked inside the car. Fuck that car, dude. We should have looked inside and see what we saw.
You know what? We should have spit on it.
Should have popped the tires.
We should have. Maybe they saw us leave and they're like, fuck it.
They definitely...
They 100% saw us.
They 100% saw us. Because when they heard the horns, and they would have booked
the horn. Again.
You think that was a godsend? You think that we were supposed to go there? Like, God wanted us to go there? To save people? Because I kind of feel like we saved a couple of lives today.
Possibly.
That might be me. Just like, you know, trying to...
Just reach in and stuff like that?
Yeah, but, I mean, honestly, because those four, those three people, one guy and two girls...
They wouldn't have done anything. Yeah.
They would have died. Mm-hmm. And worse for the girls. Who knows?
Because we only saw six people, but there could have been more. Fuck, dude, there was a Prius there, obviously.
Dude, that's just crazy.
I'm fucking over it, boys.
Can you send me the video?
I'm uploaded to YouTube.
Yeah.
There's like eight of them.
That is
but one of them is like 33 minutes, but you can't see anything. It's just a podcast, basically.
Yeah.
You can't see dick.
I just want to have that thing saved on.
You can't
like,
see
anything.
Ass, bro. Dude. I just wish I could have got the fucking four people walking in, but that would have been dope ass, bro.
I love it really cool. But you have fun?
I do. I can actually take all the trash right here. All
right, let's put it right here.
Oh, wait. Here you go, nigga.
Fuck.
We got fries in here, bro.
No, there's like two left, dog.
No, it's me. I never finished my fries. Taylor knows that.
Yeah. Mr. Sandman.
That's dope ass, bro. I don't even think we need to go anywhere anymore, do we?
Sam, what?
Definitely not for a little bit.
Yeah. I was like, Sam.
I think we're done. I think this is how it should be. I think we should be done with, like, demonic places. Just go to abandoned places.
I'm down to just explore.
Just explore. Like, find, like, an abandoned hospital seemed dope as, bro.
Uh-huh. Fuck demonic places, dude. I'm done.
This place is, like, condemned to hell.
All I wanted to know was, is this place active? It's fucking active.
Yeah. I mean, they dress so nice, man. They're all the same height. That's funny. That makes me laugh that they're all the same height. They look like the same person cloned. Because they all have the same hair, too. Fucking weird.
You guys saw a lot deeper than I did. Because I was just so focused on, like, getting the fuck out of there.
Dude, I was checking everything. I was making sure that if they did go up on that, if they were where we were when we came down, that they wouldn't see us. I was, oh my gosh, dude. I was so worried about, like, yeah, there's the people that was at the front gate, but people that came inwards already, like, where did they go? Did they go right? Did they go left?
Riverside Avenue.
Did they go straight?
No, I don't know. After I got a look at them, I'm like, I'm not scared of these guys. They just weren't what I expected. I don't know what I was expecting. for a cultist.
Honestly, that's exactly what I was expecting, to be honest.
It's just a normal person.
Yeah.
Skinny dudes just walking in.
I, like, two signs that I always, that I looked for, or not what I looked for, but what I had in my head of, like, cultists, like, signals that'd be like, okay, they're cultists type of thing, is one, they dress super nice. They either dress super nice, or one, they're wearing some type of, like
thing robe. That
they all look alike type of stuff. Like a robe or something.
They weren't wearing robes.
At least not yet.
Not yet. But they definitely
I couldn't
were
tell
all...
if anybody was wearing, like, a backpack.
I think black hoodie guy was wearing a backpack.
The guy who was looking at my car?
No, there was another guy who walked in. He had a black hoodie. He was in the middle. Kind of.
There's two people that had a black hoodie.
Yeah. Unless black hoodie guy was the guy that stood there.
I don't know.
I couldn't see the guy that was standing. Couldn't see him.
Redlands?
I don't think so.
Well, we're Riverside, right?
Where?
We're on Baseline. What? Baseline? We can take that all the way down.
I'll take where?
Wait, right? I don't know. Sorry, it could be a different Baseline, but I have no idea, man. I don't know where the heck we are, if I'm being 100% honest. Oh. That burned me out, man.
I do wonder about that bird, though.
That's a red light.
Oh, shit.
That was a red
That's
light.
The second red light tonight.
That was a straight up red light.
Sorry, my boys. That's a red light.
I was looking.
It's yellow.
We're not stopping.
It's yellow.
Fucking just ran a red light.
Fucking just ran a red light.
Gosh, man.
How are we going back to the cemetery?
If I walk in the cemetery, I'm bringing a freaking...
I'm bringing an army.
I'm bringing a gun, and I have to have at least more than 6 people. Or...
Dude, I think like four people minimum. Four of us could have fucked those guys up.
I feel like four people minimum, 6 people max. Because it's too much, it would just, it's too much.
You're a cult.
It's a load.
Yeah, yeah. You're just a cult. People would just be like, that's a cult.
Yeah.
Well, those are just normal dudes.
No shot.
Like the 1% chance, they're just normal dudes. They're like, you know, oh, there's a truck here? Let's go in, dude. This is fucking awesome.
I feel
crazy.
Just laughing about it in my head right now. I was like, imagine if all those guys were just normal people and like everyone, like the ones, everyone that we encountered, the Prius to all of them were just normal people. And like, we just scared the crap out of all of them.
I just don't understand why he would stand there and wait.
No way.
That's the thing. I mean, obviously, what I said was just, like, just to be funny. But I seriously think that they were cultists. Because no one stands there just to look at the truck to see if someone was coming back at the exact same time
that
they
exactly.
were.
Yeah, exactly.
No one just nonchalantly just walks straight in to a full-on cemetery after seeing
a
beat-up
man.
Truck sitting outside the front gate. Like... I mean, but also, but do you think they would have? I don't know. They didn't because we were covering our flashlights at the time. I was gonna say, do you think they saw our flashlights?
They probably saw us shining our flashlights.
But the thing is, if you listen to the video, Sam said turn off your flashlight. It's messing up the picture.
The picture, yeah.
I turned it off.
Oh shit!
Like a minute or two later, we said, "Oh, the car is here," because that's when I stopped to put it away and I looked around everywhere. That's crazy.
It was perfect timing for them to come
up. The timing was freaking awesome.
Well, I thought that they were driving really slow. I couldn't tell they were behind your truck.
Dude.
Until I looked and I'm like, they're behind your truck.
I honestly thought they were pulling in towards the gate. Because when I saw them, they were halfways. And it looked like the guy, I think they may have reversed and parked.
Yeah, I think they did. Because they were really close.
It looked like they went halfway, stopped, and was going to turn in. But then they're like, wait, that red truck's there. And they backed up and parked right behind Sam. Dude. Now we can literally add more to the story that we saw cultists.
If they walked in, a little bit, and then they started howling.
Nah.
I would have shit myself.
Nah, dude.
PTSD.
I would have popped the tire.
Oh, I would have popped the tire.
Oh, I would have popped the crap out of their tire.
Fuck their tire, dude.
If they howled and started laughing, I would have, Sam would have been jumping into the thing. I would have been, Taylor, give me a freaking knife. Boom, 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 popped all their freaking tires. Broke their glass and got in the car and left. 100%. Because, oh my God, dude, all the stuff that they did to us. Because that means that they were those guys. And honestly, think about it. It may have sounded loud, but maybe it was just echoes of all of those six or eight people there.
Yeah, because all the trees, you know?
All the trees.
I don't think it was eight. It had to have been like 15 at least. Like, it had like the Jaguar and the Porsche.
Probably.
Like, both chock full of people.
Prius.
Or Prius.
Dude. Gosh, man.
Because maybe we're all remembering it wrong and it sounded a lot more, but it was actually only like maybe 10
echoing. Just how the birds. Or whatever the monkey thing is called.
Dude,
it was echoing.
I could hear the monkey thing all the way at the, like, when you make the turn. Like, past the turn.
Yeah, they were loud.
The echo in there is crazy. So it might have just been 8-10 people that you were chasing after us. That's why we couldn't see them. Because they were so fucking far away. And they're tall, they got long legs, and they can run fast as fuck.
Yeah.
Fast as fuck, because they got long legs. Makes perfect sense. It was the same guys. They were running after us. They knew who we were.
But if they parked right there, why did they park right there that time?
Maybe they were already there.
They probably were
parked at the back with the Prius.
Maybe they parked in the back with the Prius. And this time they saw the truck. Maybe they were going to wait for us.
What do you mean? At the entrance?
Yeah, maybe they were going to wait for us.
They probably thought we were deeper in, so they were just going to wait. They were probably waiting behind some tombstones or something. Fuck, that's terrifying. That made my stomach drop.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all right now, yeah. Just imagine.
They weren't looking for us. They were just waiting for us because we had to have come out of the entrance.
Jesus Christ.
That would make sense because we didn't hear anything up on the mountain.
They weren't walking or anything, like towards us.
They didn't bring any flashlights or anything, obviously.
They don't need them.
Dude, that's crazy. They probably just... Some of these definitely saw us when we ran up. I should have... Dude, imagine if they started howling, dude, and I just went to pop the tires and I was pointing at them and just popping each tire.
Fuck. What if they popped our tires?
When they popped the tires, I would call the cops.
Yeah, but what if we got to the car and the tires were popped? And then they started coming out of the cemetery.
I'm driving with a fucking flat tire. Who gives a fuck?
I guess you just gotta drive with all flats.
Dude, if they did that, I would pop their tires and then we'd get out. Because that's the part where it's like, we need to do something to them if they popped ours. Because one, we're at a big disadvantage now if they pop all our tires.
Yeah.
Gosh, man.
Where is... I'm trying to figure out how to get to your guys' house from here. Because right now this is routed to my house.
Well, if it's routed to your house, it should be the same way.
Yeah.
Mine's just on... My house is just on Haven. So I'll just see Haven, that's when you get off.
Is kind of a fun story to tell. The first one, I'm good. I'll pass.
The first one when I told it.
I don't like telling that story.
The first one when I told it.
Really?
No.
I don't like telling that story.
I kind of like it because when I told it, everyone was like, dang, man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Not as crazy anymore. There's probably eight people.
Yeah. This one's like, well, we saw it and we could have gotten cornered.
We could have. No, we would have died. 100% would have died.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because they wouldn't have waited for us right at the entrance. Because if you think about it, there were six of them. They were going to ambush us. So they were going to wait a little bit in front of the entrance so that nobody would hear us. And they would be at all corners. They would just push us all at once. They would fuck us up. But we outsmarted them. I'll play.
Imagine, dude, those guys went up against, like, say, us three, but then Luke, Jake, Austin.
Oh, they're fucked.
Your dad.
No, they would have just stayed.
They're like, boom. Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Run. That would be hilarious. Oh, my gosh, man. Looks like that one guy from that movie, that TV show Vikings. I was like, dang.
No, well, because they wouldn't do anything. They'd see like seven of us, and I don't think they would touch us.
Oh, no, yeah.
They would just leave. They'd say, oh, there's seven of them? We're going home. Unless there's 20 of them.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
But if there's six of them and there's seven of us, we outnumber them. We're bigger than them. They're skinny as fuck. Unless they have guns. But no, they
got to. I don't know. I have a feeling that there's something like. I mean, we definitely would have fought for sure, and I'm pretty sure we probably could have won. But I feel like they had some sort of like. There's no way you do this shit, and like, I'm normal. Like you're possessed. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah. I probably know the answer. It's probably a dumb question, but like, do you think the security guard there is also part of the cult leader, like cult things?
I doubt it. I don't think there's a point to having a security guard. He's not gonna do shit. I wouldn't.
They have a groundskeeper. He'll kick people out when he walks around sometimes.
That guy. Sorry, I'm not talking about security guard. No, but like not. A grounds guy. You think he would be part of it, or he's just like?
He's just a groundskeeper.
He says, I'm just living in my house, and if I get out. I probably will end up in trouble. Some big trouble with some cult leaders and stuff. Imagine doing that, going to work and being like, okay, I have to stay in the same place as all these cult things that you hear people screaming and seeing just things come out and like having to deal with that like every time at work. That's ridiculous.
Fuck, dude, that's fucked.
That's why I would never. Even if you get like paid, because they pay you a lot of money to do that, don't they?
I don't know.
Or like a decent amount. Not like that's not minimum wage for sure.
It's probably like $18.
Yeah, it's
fuck that, dude.
It's definitely decent money. Because
worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it at all.
But if I worked there and I owned it, I'd just put in huge like spotlights and just light up the entire joint, and everything would be lit up. At night, and then nothing would happen. I'm not gonna do everything in life, bro.
Honestly,
just make a really big, strong gate.
Yeah, big ass gate that covers the entire thing. You can't get over it, and huge lights everywhere. Just light up the whole place.
Honestly,
it'll look awesome. That's not scary though. And no cultists are gonna go in there. Fuck that.
You put.
I'll put cameras everywhere.
Electrical fence.
Electrical fence everywhere. I fucked those cultists up, bro.
That's crazy.
Have all, like, guards in there and shit. That'd be awesome. Or I would just burn the whole place down. So yeah, now all these people are dead, but fuck them, dude. This time, though, shows us that if we go again,
it's over.
Because we wouldn't see them park behind us, and we wouldn't know that they're there.
Yeah.
This time, we knew that they were there. But next time, we wouldn't. And we wouldn't know where they are.
Yeah, I think knowing now what we know, it's just kind of like, there's no point. Because we went there to find something. That's why we went. You know, we go there to find something. And we found it. So why go again? Because we're just going to find the same thing and it's just going to get worse.
Yeah. Ten o'clock, though. That's the time.
Oh, yeah.
10 o'clock is a bad time.
You think it's like fucking 3 or something.
I guess I was, and I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting to see people outside of the cemetery. I was expecting to see them inside of the cemetery. No.
Yeah.
Not outside. Imagine we would have gotten left. Retrace our steps.
So many what ifs.
So many. And that's what like amazes me and scares me the most. It's like any single different thing we would have done could have been the end of all of us.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's like, bro, if Taylor didn't say best 2 out of 3, the freaking coin toss, Taylor didn't have to take a 7-minute piss. If I didn't have to take a 7-minute piss, if Sam didn't have to take a 7-minute piss.
If I didn't say I want to go home.
Yeah.
Then we went out, you know?
Yeah, we would have went in more. If the birds didn't scare us the first time, if the Prius wasn't there to begin with, if none of those cars were there,
I think
too,
maybe if I wouldn't have said I want to go home, we would have gone to the flagpole and started walking back. And then, like, as soon as we got to the entrance, we would have pulled up.
Probably.
And then I guess we would have just ran.
Let's think about that. It's just like, obviously,
wait,
I know
we
don't
want to think about that.
I kind of do. I just want to
know.
Well,
here's the thing. Okay, so like, if they would have pulled up and we would have been right there, their lights wouldn't have been shining in the gate, right?
No.
Okay.
Like, no. Like, they're right behind you.
They're already in the
car. Okay, so then they can't see us because you can't see shit.
Yeah, they can't.
True.
So you can't see us. So I say we would. What I would do?
Would we book it left or right?
Because they got out of that car fucking fast.
I would book it...
I would book it right.
Yeah, right, because we know that area. And so I would say book it, okay. Not book it, but like, just like quickly... Kind of not run, but like quickly walk
that
way.
Dodge to the right or left.
Yeah, and then try to just do what we did and just get in the trees and just like, just stalk them.
Yeah.
That would have been crazy as seeing people walk in there, looking for us.
That would have been ridiculous. Oh, you just passed my house.
Oh, shit.
I just noticed. I'm sorry. I was dazing out thinking of the stupid incident.
Sorry.
Yeah, this was Abel. Yeah, Archibald had to make a... They had to loop it. Make a U-turn. But yeah. Dang, man. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. It's like, if we would have done that, I feel like I would have went... Or the buildings on the right, because you know we're still where you said, oh, look at that rock, it's split open, that hole in the fence. I would want to go through that and then
that's the left, I think.
Oh, okay, we're looking at it from the gate perspective, not from inside already.
Oh, I feel like,
because if we're looking at like how we would
ramp close
looking at them, nah, we're good. They would have had a cone up or something.
Yeah.
But like, if we were looking at it the way...
Shut up, bitch.
If we were looking at it the way from like where we would have met them at...
So I turn left or right?
You turn right. Let's make a right and then at the light, make a right. Okay. At the light, make a right. Just go down a couple, maybe half a mile. I don't know.
The story to tell?
I like the story. Don't like how we had to go through it, but...
Imagine we didn't go around the back. We never did that before. We'd have just gone right in.
Yeah.
The Prius still there.
That was my first time ever going through the back.
There's so many things, dude. There's so many.
Because we went to the back, but we didn't go that far. I don't remember going that far.
We went that far.
I remember that.
I remember going that far.
I've never even been to the back. I've only been one time, and that was to,
Can I stop doing that?
I'm so paranoid.
I'm real tired.
I'm so paranoid.
Yo, drink
drive home safe, dog.
I will, don't worry. I was so paranoid, dude. I hit the brakes and I was like, greet Superman knife, like, oh shoot. We're about to stab some homies.
It's green, right?
Yeah, okay. It's green.
I hit my knife when we were running back to the car.
Yeah, me too.
Just in case there was one person over there that was ready to stab somebody.
Yeah, I had my knife in my right hand and I had my flashlight in my left so I can blind someone if I have to. Just put strobe light on and blind the crap out of them. I don't know where we're at. Okay, so it should be, see that light where it's green right now?
Yeah.
Should be that one, where we make a right. Oh wait, is it, or is that just buildings? Probably next one. Yeah, that just goes into a facility. So it should be next one. Yeah, next one. This one.
Those sprinklers kept freaking me out. When they kept hitting the...
When they hit the floor, dude.
When they hit the tree.
That too. When it hit anything but grass, I was paranoid.
I was telling Abraham, what if we saw someone in the tombstone, like next to the tombstones, you know, looking at us?
Yeah, I have no idea, man.
What if we like went like, okay, touch the flagpole, time to go back. Like,
you know, we're still podcasting.
Oh, me too. What if we like just tapped and go the flagpole, and they caught us mid on the street?
What are you talking about?
Like, if we just went like, okay, once we hit the flagpole, we leave. Sam didn't take no pictures. You didn't do any recording. We just went. We're like, okay, we're at the flagpole. Time to go. And we just walked around and started just going for it.
We would have saw them pull up for sure.
Yeah, they would have pulled up right as we walked out.
Yeah.
What would we do?
They parked and got out of their car in about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And they were already in the cemetery within like 20.
Uh-huh. Like, for sure... By that time, we would need Sam in the car driving, or someone in the car driving, and me and you would just jump in the bed.
I would have just been ready for a fight.
Either be ready for a fight, or just...
Or book it.
Or be very awkward. Because it's kind of just like, how's it going? You know, because, like, or what are they going to do? Like, grab us and drag us into it? I mean, obviously, if they do that, then we're fighting. But it's like...
Yeah.
But I feel like if we're outside of there, they're just going to be kind of like, what are you guys doing? It's just like, oh, you know, we heard this place was haunted. You want to check it out? You know, what are you guys doing? Oh, you know. You gotta check it out. You guys want to come with us? And then it'd be like, no, we're fucking leaving.
Yeah, no, we just came back. We're good. We're going home. Okay, have a good night. Okay, yeah, you too.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that it probably wouldn't have gone that way, though.
If we were outside the gate, it would have gone that way.
I feel like the guy with the hood would have been the biggest problem. Because we don't know if he had a weapon.
I think the leader would have been the biggest problem. Usually the leader is usually... Because he's the leader, so he's like,
carrying something.
I've got, well, either that, or he's just like, I've got all these guys behind me. His confidence is just through the roof.
Oh, I got you.
He's leading the pack. He's untouchable.
Uh-huh.
In his eyes, you know? Is that it?
No, that's not. No. Keep going. At the stop sign, make a right. Dang, man. This was an interesting...
If we were past the gate, like, at the entrance, they wouldn't have done anything.
I don't think so.
We would have just said, hey, how's it going? Or something. We would have said something stupid. And then they would have said something, and then we would have went. Nothing would have happened. But if we were inside the cemetery, going up to the entrance, and they were just
they
coming through the entrance...
might have done something, yeah.
Shit might have gone down. Because I think... I don't know what I would do if we were walking through the entrance, and I saw five people coming into the entrance. Like, getting up and walking into it. I don't know if I would freeze. I don't know what I would do. It depends how far we are.
I would like, honestly, I probably would freeze for a second.
Because honestly, I feel like the play would not be, let's run deeper into the
cemetery. No.
The play would just have to be, fuck it, we're either going to fight or they're going to let us go. I think that would have been the play. We're gonna kill somebody or we're going to die or we're going to get let go.
Uh-huh.
I think those were the only three options if that was the case. If we walked in and they were like walking up, then we would just...
right? What's going on?
I feel like it would be like, it would be, it depend on like how far we were. Because if they were like on the street and we were just coming over the bump, still being like maybe, I don't know, ballpark number, 100 feet from the gate, I would have dropped and like hid on the right side. So like try to get away because they haven't seen us yet, because you know how pitch black it was.
Right. But
so
I mean,
like, we, I don't know. I would prepare for a fight no matter what. But I would still be like, okay, it's time for...
Man, I don't know if hiding would be like the best case.
Yeah,
our
I just
best
don't
thing
know.
To do. I think with how far we were, it was the best case. It was like there's... I mean, there was really no other option, really.
Yeah, we just need to get down and get the heck out. Got my keys. Can you turn the light, please, so I can like, really see what I'm trying to grab. Bunch of stuff like that, that, that. Okay, I'm good. Oh, that was fun.
That was insane, dude.
That was a good night.
That was a very good night, dude. I feel alive and well.
That was awesome.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. 6 months in retirement.
Yeah.
Back.
Here we go, man. Alright, dude. See you later.
Alright, man.
See you, man.
You have a good one.
It's good to see you.
See you guys.
Been a long time.
Right. Later, man.
Have a good night. Sleep good. College starts tomorrow.
We're heading early.
You guys both start?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You close it harder.
Keep it going. What a night to remember.
Jeez, man.
That, I've never heard a bird like that, though.
I don't know what that was, dude.
What was that?
I have no idea what that was. I don't know if that was a bird or if that was a...
Fuck.
Come on.
I don't know what that was. Sounded like hissing.
It sounded like hissing. It kind of how you said it was like somebody was like kind of like
yeah.
breathing heavy or something.
It sounded very ominous. That did not sound like a bird.
I don't know, man.
I wonder if that was like.
Was.
I wonder if that was something like in pain. That was trying to breathe.
It's really loud though. Dude.
Yeah, but the acoustics there.
Yeah,
was
but there's two. Like, we heard it, like, twice. Yeah, that's true.
What if some shit went down? They tied it up to the top of the tree or something and left it there to die. Trying to breathe, you know? Because ain't no fucking bird sounds like that, dog.
Yeah, no. I really hope not. That'd be really, really sad. Scary.
We didn't even look for it. I didn't want to, but... Well, it's not the black robe, candle-holding Satanist that I was looking for, but it was cultist.
What do you mean, like, what if it was, like, somebody that was, like, breathing? Or, like something that was in pain? What do you mean? Like a person?
Like an
or
animal.
Or an animal. Okay.
Like an animal, they fucking did something to it, like, to make it sound like that, and then they just tied it up to a tree or something. You know?
It's
like
possible.
Like they, like, maybe they hung it or something.
Yeah, because if it was a person...
No, it wasn't a person.
I think
too loud.
Yeah, I think it was yeah too loud, and I think the person would have tried screaming, not
yeah.
just doing that.
Maybe they tied up multiple ones. The other ones just died, and then there were a couple
yeah.
like two or three that were.
That's so fucked.
Unless it was a bird. Never heard a bird sound like that, though.
Well, we have the videos of it, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over it again.
shit so bad. Yeah, me too. I just want to. It's hot as fuck. I still can't believe that it happened.
Yeah, that's a big part for me.
You know?
I just...
That I saw something. Never in a million years would I ever have thought that I would have actually seen something like that.
Never.
I think those were the fuckers that chased us out. They knew who we were. They tagged us or whatever. They knew exactly who we were.
I don't... For me, it's just like... I just don't understand. If they were, like, really, really, really fucked up, they could have popped the tires. They could have just waited in the car. They could have done... I feel like they could have done so much more if they really wanted to kill us. Unless they were just getting prepped. Or they just figured... They're in there deep enough. We'll just wait for them.
That's what they figured.
That's probably what they had... That had to have been what they figured. Because it's like... There's no way that they get to their car, so there's no point of us, you know.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro.
It's fucking nuts. Literally the craziest shit in the world. So dumbfounded. I just have no words.
We saw actual people.
But those weren't just people. Those are cultists, dude. That's insane. That's just so... That's so fucked.
They were looking to do something very bad. And the animal man, something about that just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it makes sense that the Prius was there, right? And as it was there, it must have just got there just to do that sacrifice, make that noise, you know what I mean? And then as soon as, like, we see it leave, we come back, and, like, whatever they did to those animals or whatever, it slowed down. It slowed down so, like, they were dying off, you know what I mean? And whereas when we first got there, it was loud as fuck.
10 o'clock.
Huh?
10 o'clock,
yeah. So, it's just insane.
Can't wait to tell my brother about this one. Saw actual 100% confirmed cultist. 100%.
I do really wish he got out on film, but who gives a fuck, honestly.
Like, people walking?
Huh? Yeah.
I saw him walking, though, dude.
I saw him, too. I saw exactly what you saw. I saw them walking. Long-leg motherfuckers.
All the same height.
Long-leg motherfuckers.
Tall, dude.
How
tall?
I would say about 6'4". Like 6'3", 6'4".
All of them.
All of them were like that height. Except for the guy who stayed at the cart. He might have been like, maybe like 6 foot. Still tall, but like...
Not like the other guys.
Not like the other
guys. The other guys went in first. That's why they were tall, dude. They were ready. They were ready for a fight. So bad. I had to pee and take a shit.
You have to come?
Huh?
You have to come?
No.
Oh, okay, that's good. Okay.
Not after that.
Huh?
Not after tonight.
You gotta pee, shit, come, and fart. And burp.
Still got my knife. Still got my knife.
Throw up and pass out.
Alright, I think I'm good. Oh, take this. Goodbye. Have a good one.